Okay. Let's begin. We know that there's a requirement to buy Darb Aminim and shake Darb Aminim to fulfill the mitzvah of Wakachtam Lachem Yom HaRishon. This year we have the schus to be Zoche to fulfill the mitzvah the first day Midiraisa, it's not Shabbos. Second day, the rest of the days have the Rabbonon. And there's a requirement to own the Darb Aminim on the first day to fulfill the mitzvah Midiraisa. So, it's important to know when we buy the Darb Aminim that the best type of lulav, I think, to buy is a lulav that has a mark at the top, because then you know for sure it's not split. Usually you know for sure it's not split. If it's bark at the top, then it's hard. It's very rarely is it split. Sometimes it is, but it's very rare. Whereas if it's just like the blades of grass, then you got to check very carefully whether it's split or not. When it comes to the esrog, it's better to buy as a bumpy one as possible. And if you're going to buy with the pitum, it's more of a hadar. You have to make sure the pitum doesn't fall off. If it falls off, it's puzzle. The whole pitum is the whole pitum. If just the top, the shoshanta falls off, it's still kosher. The shoshanta is the tip of it. But if the whole pitum falls off, then it's puzzle. Then the bottom of it is called the chotem. If the chotem falls off, it's kosher, unless it falls off where it's carved out, where it creates a cavity. If it creates a cavity, then it's a psul. Okay? That brings us to, which is not so well known, which I want to begin with, is the Hadassim V'Harovas. The Hadassim V'Harovas, let's get in the longness of it, the Hadassim should be Meshulash, from top to bottom. That means, if everyone knows Meshulash, means it has to come from the same vertex, all three of the leaves. Can't be two on the top and one here. It has to be three leaves from the same exact vertex, okay? That's the din that we call is Meshulash. The halacha is that it's Meshulash from beginning until end. That's what we assume is the halacha of Meshulash, okay? Meshulash is you have the Hadas and it comes from the same exact vertex. Not one a little bit higher, one a little bit lower. And you should make sure that that is what you are dealing with in order for it to become one kosher. So, let's begin, which I wanted you to see, on the halacha of Hadas. The Mishnah writes in Maseches Sukkot, and Daf Samach Lamed Beis Amud Beis, that a Hadas gozel v'yovesh is possible. A stolen Hadas or a dry Hadas is possible. Shall Asherah v'shal Iran Nidachas is possible. If it's of an Asherah tree or if it's from the city of an Iran Nidachas city, it's possible. Noktom Rosho, Nifritzu Olav, Oshiu Onav Neruba of the Olav, possible. If the top of it is cut off or the leaves are what? Spread out. Nifritzu Olav, Oshiu Onav Neruba of the Olav, possible. If there are more berries than leaves, it's possible. The Miatan, if you diminish the berries, and to create a scenario where there are more leaves and berries, kosher. The ain mematin b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to diminish the berries on yomtiv. Okay? Now there is a chiddush that I want to mention from the very outset. There's something that it is called nivche. Rav Shem has a whole big chiddush like this in his sefer. What happens if the night of Sukkot there are more berries than leaves? What's halacha? The halacha is that it's puzzle. Aye, but the morning comes, and by the time the morning comes, let's say your dog ate the berries, so now there are more leaves than berries, it should be kosher. The Chiddush Rashi says no. Rashi says it's nidche afilu b'layla. It's a very important Chiddush. Why? I can't shake the lulav at night. I can only shake it in the morning. Why is it called nidche? So Rav Shechta has a whole chiddush, a whole mahalak called, there's something called Zman Chiyuv and Zman Chiyum HaMitzvah. Zman Kiyu Bar Mitzvah and Zman Kiyu Bar Mitzvah. When do you get points in Shemayim from Hashem for shaking the lulav? In the morning. When do you enter the ballpark, Lahavdil al-Havdolos, of Arba Minim? At night, because that's when Yom Tov begins. And if it's diseased, or it's problematic even at night, that remains, and therefore it's possible. So I want you to get that Chiddush. If there are more berries than leaves of the Hadas when Yom Tov began at night, it's possible. I, in the morning, when at the time I'm supposed to shake it, that my dog ate all the berries. Still, since it was Nidche at night, it remains Nidche. If you took off the berries before Yom Tov began, then it's good. But that is the Allah, and that's why Shem has a tremendous Chiddush, which he calls this once Man Kiyum HaMitzvah, Man Kiyum HaMitzvah, Man Kiyum HaMitzvah. And he has a lot of occurrences for this. I'll just give you one for now. And that is that, you know, a baby is circumcised, the baby boy, in the eighth day, correct, of his life, if he's healthy. And what happens if the young baby's a Kohen? You know, a Kohen eats truma, right? And not only can a Kohen eat truma, he can also spread oil of truma on his body, on his skin, right? Are you allowed to anoint a baby Kohen with oil of truma before he's circumcised, before the eighth day? Yes or no? What would you say? Day three of his life, can you anoint the baby's skin with oil of truma? What would you say? Yushalmi says yes, because before the eighth day is, he's not an aro. What is an aro? A Jew that's uncircumcised. But you can't become a shame aro until you get to the eighth day. Correct? But what happens at the night of the eighth day? You want to ready the baby boy for what? For the bris. Would you be allowed to anoint him on the night of the eighth day? What do you say? No, says the Yushalmi. You know why? So that's what Shechter said, because Lel Shmini is considered to be the Zman of the Chiyuv HaMitzvah. Even though you can't do the bris till tomorrow morning, but the Zman Chiyuv HaMitzvah begins at night, and therefore he's a shame Arul at night, and you cannot anoint the baby's skin with oil of Truma because he's an Arul. You follow me? There are two tracks. There's Zman Chiyuv HaMitzvah, and there is Zman Kiyuv HaMitzvah. And therefore, if it is problematic to Hanas at night, even though you can't shake it at night, because in the morning it's Zman Kiyuv HaMitzvah, but at night it's Zman Chiyuv HaMitzvah. It's like the ballpark opens. Same thing for the bris. The ballpark opens. Lel Shmini, the Zman, the Shem Harul begins at that time too. And therefore, if that's the case, it will be problematic, and you cannot anoint the baby boy with Shem and Shul Truma. Okay. The Mishnah, the Gemara there continues in Sukkah. Please get it. And the Gemara points out the following. The Gemara points out that there is something called a Hadas Shoyte, a Meshugan Hadas. The Gemara there in Lamed Beis and Beis writes the following. It says, Tana eats Avos Kosher. If it is Meshulash, it's Kosher. The Sheena Avos, Puzzle. If it's not Meshulash, it's Puzzle. Hechi Dami Avos, what's the definition of Meshulash? Amar of Yechanan, Ludekaimi, Klasa, Klasa, Tarfa, Bikina. You need three leaves from the same vertex. Rav Kana, Rafila, Trevichad. Rav Huner, Breda, Rav Maharaj, Trevichad. He actually looked for two and one. Hold enough, the Kuda Rav Kana. Since Rav Kana said, if two and one is fine, doesn't have to three come from the same vertex. Rav Kana said it was good, he looked for it. Rav Huner, Breda, Rav. Amle Marbar, Barmer, Amema, Rav Lozer, Abba, Lahu, Hadas, Shote, Karla. Says, what are you doing? That's called a Meshugan Hadas. So a Hadas, not only is it what? Puzzle if it's not Meshulish, but it's a Meshugan Hadas. It's called a Hadas Shote. So this is the Hadas Kosher, phenomenal artwork that we are trying to present. I don't know if it's phenomenal, but it's far from being phenomenal. But what is the Hadas Shoyte? Hadas Shoyte is a lack of artistic qualities, right? That would be, let's say, a hard Hadas Shoyte. Two from vertex and one is a little bit off. That's the Meshugana Hadas, okay? And the Meshugan Hadas is not acceptable. You are not Yotze. Oh. Now, Rav Shulti Zatzal, the great Goyim, in this Sefer, Siman Samach Tes, asks the following kasha. Very interesting. Why on earth did the Mishnah not list off the Meshugan Hadas? The Mishnah listed off a bunch of Hadas in the Repulsa. Stolen, dry, Shera, Irani, Dachas. And the Gemara comments right after the Mishnah that there's a Hadas Shaita, Meshugan Hadas, which is not acceptable. So Rav Zulti says, why wasn't that in the list of the Mishnah? Very, very strong kasha. And he brings a Raya. Later on in the next daf of Lamed Gimel of the Beis, which is the Mishnah about Arava, guess what's on that Mishnah? The Tzivtzuf. The Tzivtzuf. What is the Tzivtzuf? Tzivtzuf is a puzzle Arava because it's round. You know, you have to, you know, what's the Arava that's kosher? You have to make sure that they're smooth at the end, they're not saw-like. You know, if they're saw-like, it's a problem. And they can't be round either. They have to be like oval. Okay? So you have to make sure that aravos are not sawed. You know, at the end they're not sawed. They have to be smooth at the end of them. Like this. Not sawed. You know, like... I need my daughter's help for this, right? Like it's sawed, okay? Those are bad. And it has to be like oval-like. Tzip-tzup. Tzip-tzup. Is possible. And guess what? That's in the Mishnah, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, about a rubble. So the question is, says Rav Zulti, why was the Tzivtzuf mentioned in the Mishnah on Sa'ak Lamed Gimel Amud Beis by the Pusul Arava? And then when we talk about the Mishnah previously on Lamed Beis Amud Beis, about the Meshugan Hanas, it's not acceptable, but it wasn't in the Mishnah. What's the difference? Why would, they're both unacceptable, so I was Tzivtzuf in the Mishnah, and Hadad and the Meshugan Hanas not. Oh. So Rav Zulti Zok third. Get this, let's get this beautiful. That the Meshugan Hadas, not only is it puzzle, it's not a Hadas. That's why it wasn't in the Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches you Hadasim that are puzzle. A stolen one, a dry one. Why should the Rabbeinu HaKadosh said to himself, why should I include in the Mishnah a Hadas Shaita? It's a Meshugan Hadas. If it's a Meshugan Hadas, you see, not only is it not possible, it's not a Hadas. Mishkin Hadas. You follow me, Dan? It's not even a Hadas. Oh, the Melech didn't make the Mishnah. Whereas the Tzivtzuf, Rashi says, on Lamed Gilbeis, is a Minah Rava. It's just its leaves are round. And it's possible for a possible. Puzzle from a pusik. Its leaves are round, but it's the family. It's a min arava. It's just puzzle. A hadas shayt is nishkin hadas. Now the following is not only in a puzzle, nishkin hadas. Jashi gam is not a hadas. Oh. The Neilin, this is very striking, says Rishult. If you look in the Rambam is in Perik Zion, Halacha Beis, right? Rambam says in Perik Zion, Halacha Beis, in Uchos Lulu. What does he say? I read you the Lashon HaRambam. The eights, Anav eights ovals, Omer B'Torah, who hadash olav choyfin is eitzah. It's a hadash that its leaves cover its branch. Kigonchi shlosha olin o yeso akin b'kibulecha. Three or more leaves come out of the same vertex. Avon im hayushnei olin b'shove zekin agetzeh. The olash lishi l'malim in eitz ovals. Oh, exactly like we drew. If it's one above the other two, it's put ein zeh avos aval nikra hadashoyte. What does the Rambam leave out? What word? What word does Rambam leave out? Excellent. He leaves out pasul. He says this is not called a hadas. It's a meshugan hadas. But he doesn't say pasul. This is exactly what Rav Zulti is being medayek. A hadas shidin ishkin hadas. We should never critique anyone, as we always say that. But Lamais, if someone asked you, if someone's asking you, is this a hadas that's ksheira? And it's not meshulish. We'll talk about what level you need of being meshulish. But you should tell them, if it happens to be not meshulish, and it looks like a hadas shaita, you shouldn't say it's meshulah. What should you say? It's not a hadas! It's not a hadas! Don't tell them the hadas is meshulah. You tell them it's nishkin hadas! Not even a hadas! So Lamaisa, if you look in the Rambam in Halacha Daled, the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Halacha Daled, very interesting. That's two halachas later talking about Aravos. V'yesh min acher doimel Aravos. El shalosh lo agul. V'zeru tzitzifah. Seven Nikratzivsimla. Guess what the next two words in a Rambaman? Vihi Psula. Exactly. The Tzivsuf is in the family of Rabbos, but it's just possible. Oh. Now you might say, Rabbi Laman after me. Yeah, go ahead, Aaron.
Why does the Gemara say that it's possible?
The Gemara does. The Gemara does. I mean, they have to give up Psa.
Why would you say it's not a Hadas?
What'd you say? I mean, the Lashon HaGemara was, the truth is, Lashon HaGemara wasn't that it was possible. It's just Lahu Hadas Shaita Karli, which meant to say it's not acceptable. Even the Gemara didn't call it possible. But the Gemara, even if it would have, the Gemara's got to make up Psa to tell us. But I'm just saying, in the Lashon HaGemara, it just said Hadas Shaita Karli, which meant to say exactly, the Gemara didn't even say possible. Okay? The Gemara itself didn't even say possible. So if it's good. But I'm saying, even if it did, it wouldn't be difficult, because that would be called what we call Gemara has to tell us upside. Okay? Oh. So you'll tell me, Rabbi Laman Afkimi. It's a big Afkimi. Very big. The Rosh in Simon Yudalim. It was Simon Yudalim. Sorry, I didn't write it. I thought it was your day. Simon Yudalim. The Rosh says like this. How many Lulavim do we hold? One. How many Srogim? One. How many Adasim? Three. How many Arabis? Two. Let's say a guy wants to make his lulav a little bit more beautiful and add stuff. What's the story? The Rosh quotes in Siman Yudalad a machloikis amongst the Gaonim. I want you to get this, okay? A big machloikis amongst the Gedolim. The Gaonim, okay? So, he writes, the Bahag writes, you're not allowed to add a Meshuggah and a Hadas. You have three Hadas, you want to make it a little nicer. I'll add a Meshuggah and a Hadas. Bahag says not acceptable. The Korban Nisanel says in the bottom of the page, you'd be over Baal Tosif. Because why? Why would you be over Baal Tosif? You tell me. Because it's not a Hadas. You're not allowed to be add new minim. You follow me? It's a new min. It's not Hadas. It's like you're adding oranges. Right? That's the Bahag. The Bahag says this. The Rush quotes the Bahag by the Rush. Simon Yudalim. The Korban Nisanel on the bottom of the page says Yorba Baltosi because the Hezbo we're saying in Lomdis is not a min Hadas. It's not called a Hadas. Rav Netroinoi Gon says no problem. He says, no problem. You could add the Meshuggah and the Hadas. No problem. Okay? And also Rav Plotia says, you could also add the Shem Had, you could add a Meshuggah and a Hadas. Make it more beautiful. Okay? What's the Pshat? What are those going to hold? Rav Plotia and Rav Netroinoi. Rav Netroinoi and Rav Plotia, what do they hold? They hold the Hadas Shaita Meshuggah Hadas is of the family of Hadas, and it's just a possible Hadas. The male, if you add it in, it's not a problem of what? Of Baal Tosif. Because it's not a new species. It's the same old species. The same old species, Lamaisa. That's what Lamaisa, what would come out, and the Meiri has this explicitly today is, as to whether what this would be a problem of what a Baal Tosif or not Baal Tosif. It depends upon how we view the Meshuggah and the Hadas. If it's a Hadas that's Psula Eitan, it'll be Baal Tosif. If it's from a different family, so that's a big Nafkamina. You ask me, Rebbe, what's a Nafkamina? Big Nafkamina. If it's called a Hadas, but it's Psula, you'd be also to add it. Because it'd be what? I'm sorry. If you hold it's a Hadas, it's Hadas Psula, it'd be Munter to add it because not Baal Tosif, not a new min, just a puzzle to go on. But he holds not of the family of Yasser Baal Tosif. Oh. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that this is a very, very big Nafkamina Ladina. Oh. Second Nafkamina Ladina. Let's get this. Second Nafkamina Ladina. Very interesting. How much of the Hadas must be Meshulash? So there is no doubt, this is a very big Machloikis, okay? The Rambam, in that same Rambam, in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, writes the following Kiddush. The Rambam says, and this is the Pashtus Lamaisa. Let's start with the Ravid. The Ravid holds that you need all of the Hadas to be Meshulash from top to bottom, or at least a Rov. And that rope can't be broken up. I want you to get that. The rope from the top going down, if there's a line in the middle, that's not Meshulash, it messes the whole thing up. That's the Ravid sheet. The Bakei Mishnah says that the whole thing must be Meshulash, from top to bottom. That's the hardest thing when you're looking for Arba Minim, is to check the Hadas. It really is, without a doubt. You want to check the Hadas and make sure the Meshulash is from top to bottom. That's the Bakei Mishnah sheet. The Rambam writes, the Feirish Rambam says, and this is the question of what the Shitas HaRambam is, the Pashtus is, Lamaisa, the Kesef Mishnah quotes, B'Shem the Tahur, okay, B'Shem the Bala Itur, let's get it, all you need is one row to be three from one vertex, that's the way the Bala Itur understands the Rambam, okay? First the Tour quotes going and that you need it from top to bottom. Then the Baal Hinter's Masber, the Rambam, all you need is what? One row to be Meshulash. Can you imagine that? One row. Okay? So how many Shitas? We have three Shitas. One row, or all. What do you say? That's the way the Baal Hinter says the Pshat in the Rambam. Yossi, because he says, Kegon Shayushlosha Olin. Oh yes, Rakin the Givulecha. He never said he needed from top to bottom. So if you read the Rambam closely, it's possible to say the Rambam meant you could take it either way. But he thought the Rambam said that one line is enough. Okay, it's a Baal Hinter, Rishu. Interpreted the Rambam. Okay. What's the longest though in the Rambam? I think it works beautifully. What's the longest in the Rambam? If you assume like the Baal Hinter, the pshat is as follows. The Rambam holds a Meshugan Hadas is a what? Is not a Min Hadas. What's the clincher going to be to prove that the Hadas that I have is not the Meshugan Hadas? All I need is what? All I need is what? One row. Exactly, Seth. Excellent. All I need is one row to indicate that it's in the family of a Hadas. And therefore, that's the Baal Hinter's pshat in the Rambam. Okay? That's the Baal Hinter's pshat in the Rambam. Oh. What's the pshat l'maisa in the Ravid? What would you say the pshat in the Ravid is? The Ravid says you need Rov. What would you say the pshat in the pshat in the Ravid is? That what? That the whole thing, that it's a simon, that it's not a Meshugan Hadas, you need Rov. He argues what type of requirement you need to indicate that it's not a what? Not a Meshugan Hadas. He says you need Rov. And what does the Makim Mishnah hold? What would you say according to the Makim Mishnah? Who says you need the whole thing to be Meshulash? Which is what we try to do Alach L'maisa? What do you think the Lomdus is? I'll tell you what the Pshat is. He holds that a Meshugan Hadas is a what? Is a type of Hadas. The only way you can make your Hadas kosher is what? Is to assume that it's from top to bottom Meshulash. And that's the way that we would hold the Dina Halacha L'maisa. So this is very critical. I want you to get this. That's the first part of Shir the Mahalach we wanted to give about the Hadas should be Meshulash and the notion of Meshugan Hadas, meaning lack of Meshulash, and what we have by Arav as well. So we have two Nachkimitas. Number one Nachkimitas is going to be about Taisiv. And number two Nachkimitas will be the notion of what? The notion of how much Meshulash do you need to have? Yes, Itzi, go ahead. What'd you say? Yeah, the Ravid Svara would be is that he disagrees with the Baal Hinter in the Rambam. He says, you know what? I need more than just one line to be Meshulash, to show that what? That I have the right min. Because the Meshugan Hadas is not the right min. It's not the family. He holds you need Rov to be the clincher to say that I'm in the right family. They both agree in Lomdus. The question is, what is the clincher? Is one line enough? Or do you need Rov? Comes to Bakei Mishnah and says, no way. I assume that Hadas Shota is a min Hadas, just a plus Hadas. The only way you're going to make a kosher is from top to bottom. That's what we try to do. B'nei'evit, it's got to be Rov. But I want you to get that the Rov has to be from the what? From the top to here. And the Rov has to be from the top to bottom. I don't think it was used. No? From the top to the bottom. Yeah, at least I hope not. Okay. All right. So it's got to be from the top to bottom, okay? And that's very important. I really, you really have to want to spend time doing it. and it shouldn't be, you shouldn't be tircha about it. That is the most important thing of Dharma Meetup, is that you have to check that your hadasim are meshulish. Now, they have packaged hadasim, and the bottom line is it's not magic. A lot of times, even if they're packaged, sometimes they're not meshulish, and that's not right. You can't, you have to check them. Sometimes you have to go back to the mucher and say, you know, I'm sorry. The best bet is to open them there, I would assume, and check them. I don't know if they'll let you, I don't know. But you have to, you can't say if it's just meshulish on al pi dechazalish, automatically it's magic. It's not true, you got to check it yourself. Okay, usually you have as mnemonis, but no one's perfect. You got to check, okay? All right. Very, very good. Now, ideally, when you assort your Arba Minim, the lulav should be a tefach higher than the Arba Minim. So with the hadasim, the aravas, your lulav should tower at least a tefach over the top of them. And the minig is that the hadasim should be a little bit above the aravas. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay? And everyone has their ways to make sure that they're... I buy multiple aravas because they dry out, right? Aravas that dry out are puzzles based on the Mishnah, Shulchan Aruch. So we have to be very cognizant of these halachas, and we all discussed at great length on Sunday about the esrog of what, of Shemitah, regarding that. Okay, that's the first part of Shemitah. Let's go to the second part about the din of mitzdayer on the sukkah itself. Oh. On the first night of sukkahs, there is a bach, and this is very important that we should tell our abbas or whoever's saying kiddush, that there is a bach. And the Bach says, we discussed at great length the machlekes of the mitzvah srichas kavanah or mitzvah sein srichas kavanah. Okay? However, the Bach has a stunning chiddush in Simen Ches, in Or HaChaim. Anytime the Torah HaKadosha writes the word Laman, it tells you the word Laman, for the sake of such and such, Hashem says, I'm giving you this mitzvah, you must have kavanah. Even according to the Man Nemo's mitzvah sein srichas kavanah, if you don't have kavanah, you're not going to. It's a stunning chiddush of Bach. And he writes, by three mitzvahs, there is a din of what? Of laman in the Torah. What three? Tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah. Now there is a famous machloikas in sukkah and daf yud aleph from the base between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar. What are sukkahs? Are sukkahs, sukkahs mamish, booths? Or our sukkah is referring to the Anane HaKavod. Therefore, the Bach writes, when you say Kiddush, the first night of sukkahs, you should make an announcement that I have in mind that it either means booths or it either means Anane HaKavod. I have it both in mind and I'm announcing to my whole family. And that is critical according to the Bach. And everyone should do that before they recite Kiddush in their sukkah on the first night of sukkahs. Very important. The Bach has this chiddush that kavanah is likuva. So you must have that in mind. Whether it's an anane kavanah. Who holds what? That, bless you. It's on Yud Alephim and Beis, Yossi. Anane kavanah is Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Kiva says sukkah's mamish. However, they have it flipped. There's another gears on the side. The Rabbi Elazar says sukkah's mamish, and Rabbi Shimon said anane kavanah. So whichever sheet you have, though, you should have in mind both. And it's very, very important. Now, one theoretically could offset this Bach with the following. And that is that there is a major machloikis between the Machaber and the Ramon. Okay? On the first night of Sukkot, is there a Ptur of Mitzdar? We'll have to define Mitzdar as a ship. But is there a Ptur of Mitzdar at all on the first night of Sukkot? Okay? So let's get to din. The Machaber is Beferish in Simen Tuf Resh Mem Sif Dalet. That there is a Ptur of Mitzdar even on the first night. That's why many Sephardim are Mako. It's raining, it's cold, you don't have to eat the first night of Sukkot, like any other day of Sukkot. The Ramah argues that Simen Tuf Resh Mem Sif Dalet and claims not that way. He says there is no Ptur of Mitzdar on the first night. The first night there is a Chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. Just like the first night there's a chiyuv to eat what? Matzah in the light of the Seder. There is a chiyuv. And therefore, there is no Ptur Mitzdar. You must go outside no matter how cold it is. You must say Kiddush, you must say Lechem. Now, if it is raining and it's freezing, We would not say leshev hapasuka because it's something rafas lahaka. Okay? Alright, we got that? Now, that's a very big machlekes machaber law to this day and age. Okay? What's that machlekes based on? Because it says basukas teshu. It says teshu came to do. You must live in the sukkah like you would live in your house. If there's a certain room in your house that's freezing, you wouldn't stay in that room. If there's a certain room in your sukkah, namely your sukkah is freezing, you shouldn't stay in the sukkah. That's the p'tur of Mitzdayah. Because the p'tur of Yeshiva is sukkah. So the question is, this is what Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal was masking. Please get this. What is the nature of the first night of sukkah? The mitzvah of eating in the sukkah the first night. Is it a mitzvah of achila? Or is it a mitzvah of yeshiva? The Ramah held it's a mitzvah of yeshiva. It's a mitzvah of yeshiva. There is no p'tur of Mitzdayah. You have to eat no matter what. You have to eat the first night of Pesach, the Kishmur Matzah. If the mitzvah is a mitzvah of achila, there's no p'tur of Mitzdayah. The Mechaber argues. The Mechaber claims the mitzvah on the first night is what? Yeshiva. If there's a mitzvah of yeshiva, then there's a p'tur of Mitzdayah the whole night. The whole sukkah. So I'm saying if you hold like the Ramah, do you remember the shiur that we gave on Rosh Hashanah? Before Rosh Hashanah, about the shofar, remember what was the first approach of the Ran? Misase, remember? When it comes to Achila, there's no p'tur of misase. You're yotze no matter what, because you ate. Chayim shekain, what was the word? Nene, excellent job. Chayim shekain nene. Just like you're chayim by chalav ba'arayah, you're chayim shekain by mitzvahs, you're yotze. So if the mitzvah is Achila, it could be your yotze no matter what. Even without kavanah, you follow him, so that will offset the bach that says you have to have kavanah. I was just thinking about that this morning when we were driving in. When I was driving in this morning, I wanted to speak about other shefta, that you could offset that bach if you say that it's a mitzvah achila no matter what your yoytzeh, even without kavanah. You follow what I'm saying? But nonetheless, we should be machmer like the bach, we should announce in our sukkahs that in fact, I'll announce every year, I hope I won't forget this year, that Anonei HaKovid. I tell my kids, you see the Anonei HaKovid? Anonei HaKovid. The clouds. Or the booth, but we're doing it the sake of the same mitzvah. We're doing it the shame the mitzvah. Oh, so this is a fundamental machlokes machabra law, whether it's a p'tur mitzvah in the first time. Yes, Zach, and then we got to define precisely what mitzvah is. Yeah, go ahead. Ba'chiddush. Well, it sets up the whole, you know, if you say it verbally, it sets up the stage for the whole evening. That you're eating l'shem mitzvah, you're sitting there l'shem mitzvah. Okay? Very important. Yes, go ahead, Yasser.
Okay, if you hold Ramah holds Yeshiva?
The Ramah holds Achila, therefore there's no Ptur Mitzdayer. You gotta eat no matter what. First night is Pesach. Whereas if you hold Mitzvah Yeshiva, then you have the Ptur Mitzdayer. Teshu came to do. Okay? Very important, Machlokes. I was just thinking, you could have maybe offset the Bach if you look like the Ramah. Okay. The Matef Rayim. Mr. Brew quotes him like every other page. At the end of his sefer, he has a whole shtickles on sukkah, so he has the shtick. That if you hold it's a mitzvah of yeshiva, a mitzvah of achila, then you yotze no matter what. Misasek. Okay? Alright. Okay, let's define now what this means, Mitzdar. Okay, let's begin. The Gemara writes in sukkah, Anachavav Amral. Let's get it. That if you're a watchman, a shomer, if you're a watchman, David, of a garden or an orchard, you're putter from sukkah. Bein b'yom, bein b'layla. I mean, you're sitting out there in the gardens and orchards. You can't be around the sukkah. Okay. But what's the Gemara's kasha? What's the big deal? Make a sukkah there. We'll have the sukkah awesome place. I want you to get this. Gemara has a very strong kasha. Make the sukkah there. No. The Gemara gives two teirutzim. Let's get it. Abaye says, Teishu kain tadiru. What does that mean? Rashi says in Dirmaski, kain tadiru chavavamanav. You live there like you do the whole year. What do you mean? You take your chair out, you take your bed. You know, you really should sleep in the sukkah if you can. If your parents will let you. Right? The Poshup Shah, Ramaisa. To Shvira Heter, Rav Shechta once said, if the woman doesn't have to sit in sukkah, she doesn't have to sleep in the sukkah. So the husband says, oh, I don't want to, it's not nice if he doesn't sleep in the same room as his wife. So he won't sleep in the sukkah. That's a very shvira hetter, he once told us, you know. It's a shvira hetter. The husband has a chiyuv, one might say. If he can, he can. Okay, he's going to get sick, I understand. But if you can, you can. You really should, the Gemara says you should hang out in the sukkah. Tiyul the sukkah. You really should spend as most time as you can in the sukkah. It's a chikim and mitzvah. Do you know the Vilna Gaon would say every time you go in and out of the sukkah, you say leishiv the sukkah? We don't hold like that in Latina. We hold only when you eat a mezonos or more, or a motzu, right? Then we say leishiv. If you drink a soda, in fact, the briskerov is a chumah not even to drink a soda outside. That's a chumah. It's a big chumah. I'm not saying you have to take that upon yourself. Briskerov used to be machar not even to drink a soda outside the sukkah. Okay, but nonetheless, I always say I'm going to try to sleep in the sukkah, but it always is too cold, or my wife doesn't let me, or there's raccoons. There's always raccoons in the neighborhood. You know? They can't get in, though. I always tell her they can't get in. unless they climb up the, never know, the squirrels, they climb up the schach. Okay? All right. So whatever the case might be, what's the din? Oh, so Abaye says, I want you to get this, it's a tremendous schlep. It's tremendous terrible for you to schlep everything from your home and to sit outside. You're the security guard for this garden or orchard. That's a tremendous schlep. That's what's dire. You're a punter. Abaye has a very widened scope, a broad scope of what the definition of mitzvah is. Even a tircha, he claims. The halacha is that what you're punter. That's an amazing statement of Abaye. Rava says, you know why you're punter? I'll tell you why. Because if you'd be sitting in your sukkah, you're not going to be doing a good job as a security guard. Someone might steal the guy's fruit that you're working for. And that's not proper. Okay? You got it? There are two reasons why the security guard is punter. First reasoning, because why? It's a schlep to bring out your sukkah. There. Rava is because why? If you're sitting in the sukkah, you won't do your job as a security guard. Oh. So what's the nafkamina? The Gemara says the nafkamina is where there's someone watching the pile of fruit, where it's being guarded. You can hire, let's say, a non-Jew for the hour, you'll be in the sukkah. Lefi Abaye, you're still punter, there's still a shlef to build the sukkah there. Lefi Rava, you'd be chayav because there won't be any hefsa to the owner of the orchard, because it's always watched. Oh. Correct? That's the Gemara. The Ritva in Sukkah says as follows. That Abaye and Rav are arguing fundamentally, please get it, on what the definition precisely of Mitzdar is. According to Rav, it is limited only to Hefzid losing your job. It is limited only to Hefzid losing your job. Or Tsar. Tsar and Hefzid. According to Abaye, it's much more of a broader scope. And that means Abaye says, Beferish Lamaisa, that it's not so constricted. And even if it's a tircha, for you to schlep your sukkah out there, you are punter. And everyone agrees with Mitzdayer here, but the question is, what is the definition? You follow me, Adam? Is it only limited to losing your job? Or is it applying it to being a schlep or a tircha? Rava says limited only to Hefzid and Tsar. Abaye says it's much wider. Oh. Now, Lamaisin, yes, Adam, go ahead. It would have to be objective. It wouldn't be because a guy, it's a good question, it wouldn't be because a guy's lazy. It would be objective. And the man's house is like a few miles away. Everyone agrees that would be a tircha for him to put the sukkah. It's a good question. Very good. Okay? Now this machlokas Abaye the Rava as to whether you have a broad approach of teshu kein tadiru, which means a broader tour, or constricted, is with shitasa Abaye the Rava, where women are punter from sitting in sukkah. The Mishnah says, on Chafum and Beis, Rashi actually writes on the Mishnah and Chafum Beis, you know why women are punter? Why? Because it's a mitzvah esish of Isman Grom. Which makes sense. It's 8 days a year. The Gemara, though, on Chaf Chesem and Aleph says not that way. Rashi says a new reasoning. The Gemara, 8 blot later, said different.
You know why the Gemara says women are pturus? There's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that women are pater. And Abaye says, if it wasn't for the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, women would be mechuyev because you live as man and wife in your house. You live as man and wife in your sukkah. So I would think women would be just as mechuyev. Comes the halacha l'moshe m'sinai and exempts them. Why do you think Rava says women would be mechuyev? What's the hava mean why women would be mechuyev according to Rava? The Xerushava of what? Chamesh Esrei Nisun to Chamesh Esrei Tishrei. Just like women are mechuyev in matzah. How do we know women are mechuyev in matzah? Gemara Pesachim and Gimel Mabez. How do you know women are mechuyev in matzah and Al-Seder? I can't hear you. That's what one might have said, Yossi, right? But the Gemara doesn't say that. What? No. What are the Gemara saying Pesachim and Gimel Mabez? Special limu. Afayu Bosanes would have been good, Yossi, but many Rishonim say Taisus Miglal works in the Rabbana. Good svara, but only works in the Chayvim in the Rabbana. The Gemara says it's a special limu. Anyone who's asked to eat chametz is chayv in matzah. Kol sheyeshu b'baal tocho chametz, yeshu b'kumocho matzah. Special limu in Pesachim and Gimel Mabez. Women are mechuyev in matzah because of that link. If they're mechuyev in matzah, I would think they're mechuyev to sit in the sukkah, kamash malad, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai says they're potter. You follow me? Everyone agrees they're potter. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Rashi adds the reason the mitzvah says she's my brother. But why would I have thought women are mechuyev? Either I would have thought women are mechuyev or because why? Because, why would I have thought women are mechuyev? Why would I have thought women are mechuyev according to Abaye? Because just like one, things you can do, they live like man and wife in the house, they have to live like man and wife in the sukkah. Women should be mechuyev, kamash not potter. Rava's approach is no, because of the Gezeirah Shavah. Abaye, see, widens the approach of Teishuk and Nidur, even to include women. That's Abaye l'shitaso. That he widens the tour of what? Mitzdayer. Rava has a very mitzumtzam, so therefore he has to come to a new Gezeirah Shavah as to why he would have thought women are mechuyev. Why is it that Rashi gives a new reason? The Bikur Yaakov in Siman Tov Reish Mem Sifkot Aleph asks, Rashi's against the Gemara. So why don't you get the answer, he says. He says, the reason Halacha L'moshe m'sinai tells me we don't learn from Pesach. That's only got to be the first night. How do you know that a woman's brought to the rest of the nights? The rest of the days? Mitzis Eshei Shebizman Grama. That's the Bikur Yaakov's answer. Okay? Rashi's reasoning is not going to practice the woman the rest of the week. The first night, though, you need a Halacha L'moshe m'sinai. To tell me I don't learn out from Pesach. The Prima Godin, in the Mishpasot Zavitzim and Tof Reish Mem Sifkanaf, you know the great Prima Godin. It was Malamed Dariki, taught the children Aleph Beis. His parish on the Taz called Mishpasot Zav. His parish on the Magad Aram is called what? Heishel Avrom. And what's his parish on the Shach in your day called Sifte Das? Prima Godin taught kids Aleph Beis, you knew called Torah Kulu, Manish. You learn your day, you learn Prima Godin. So on the Chemis, you got to learn all the Prima Godins. Very important ones in the Prima Godims. Oh. So the Prima Godim in the Mishpasot Zav writes that the Halacha L'moshe m'sinai teaches us you shouldn't learn from Teishukin to Duru or from the Gezeirah Shavah to Pesach, but it's not the real marker. The real marker is Mitzvah Sizman Grumel, like Rashi says. So he's the opposite. According to the Prima Godim, the real marker is Rashi and Mitzvah Sizman Grumel. The Halacha L'moshe m'sinai was just the stopper not to learn it out from what? From not to learn it out from Teishukin to Duru or from the Gezeirah Shavah of Pesach. So it's a machlokes. If I would ask you, what is the marker why women are butter from Sukkot? Let's say your mom asks you, your sisters ask you, who says? I don't want to sit in the Sukkot as much as you. Well, of course she can voluntarily. But why is it that they're butter? Machlokes B'Kur Yaakov and the what? Prima Godin. B'Kur Yaakov says the Ikar reasoning is the Halacha L'moshe m'sinai. And that bothers them in the first night. Mitzvah says, my grandma Rashi bothers the rest of the days and nights. According to the one, the Prima Godim, the Ikar reason is Mitzvah says, my grandma. Just the Halacha L'moshe m'sinai stopped the Gezeirah Shavah, Chamishasar, or it stopped Teishukin to Duru. Okay. Now we got to get to precisely the definition of Mitzdayer L'moshe. Let's get to it. Okay? The Ramah in Siman Tov Reish Mem Sif Daled writes, someone is eating in his beautiful sukkah. And Shabbos, lo and behold, that was the case in the Ramah, but it would be the same problem, don't it? Guess what happens? The candles go out. And you cannot see certainly not going to be nice eating there. Are you allowed to go in and eat what? Eat in the house. Instead of knocking on your friend's sukkah and say, aha, we have a family of seven or eight that want to drop in your meal. Which is certainly not comfortable doing. A little bit what you were asking before, Adam. How do we define it? This is miftar, an emotional tzar. You don't want to be a schlepper. You know what I mean? You want to be imposed. Alright, we just wanted to see how you're doing. A family of eight. What are you having for dinner? Because our lights went out. What's the din? The remote rights? Yeah, the remote rights. Let's say beforehand, let's say. You haven't eaten, they had the kiddush yet, John, or you haven't had the lechem. What do you do? So the first night we said, according to the mother's no miftar, you got to knock on the guy's door. Or you could ask a goy to turn it on for you. Okay? One of the two you could do. According to the mechaber, there is a p'tur miftar. So let's talk about the rest of the days or according to the mechaber the first night. Okay? Am I allowed to eat in the house? Or am I mechuyev to go to my friend's sukkah? The Ramon writes, you are potter. Because it's a Torah Gadol B'dol. Now I want to read you the Makor of the Ramah. The Ramah writes, you're allowed to eat in the house. You don't have to go impose yourself on your friend's sukkah. Oh. The Makor is the Jumas Sadesh in Simin Tzadi Gimel. V'nira, Nami, the affiliation of Chavir Nir B'sukosa, Ein Omrim L'zeh Havei Su'daskol L'sukas Chavirah. You're not obligated to tell, bring your food to the sukkah. We'll bring our own food. Just let us sit there. Let us sit there. So you'll be a little cramped. Okay, so what? But we'll bring our own food. The nearin nami affiliation to chaver near biskosa. Ain on lazah vesu dasko la sukkah chavero. You don't say to bring your food to the sukkah of your friend. The ochel sham lora near. The nami chashiv tsar. Shudain arid la'adam el ala bishalom. Please get that. Dain Arif La'adam Shalom. What is really sweet? Your own food. Okay? Of course it's good to go to other people's houses with the heat, but the bottom line is your mom's food is the best food, right? Get married, you say wife's food is the best food, you get used to it, it's comfortable to you, and this is what the Chumash Hadeshim writes. So basically, the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkan Chav Gimel says the Ramah is based on Toreach Gadol. A schlep. Whose reasoning was that? Excellent. Who said that? Abaye. Who said Abaye? It was Abaye. How can the Ramah work with Abaye? We don't hold like Abaye. If the truth of the matter is, if you look in the, if you say it's an issue of Tircha, it's very difficult, this Mishnah Berurah, how he explains the Ramah. It's based on Torah Gadol. That's Abaye. According to Rava, we pass like Rava in Simitav Resh Mem Sifyut. The Poshup Shah and the Chumash Hadeshin is it's an Indian of Mitzdayer, not Tircha. So Adam, you asked how to define Mitzdayer. So here we have a first definition. Of course, if you have cold, or if there's mosquitoes biting you, and the bees are biting or stinging you, okay, that's Mitzdayer, that's for sure. But there's another type of Mitzdayer where you feel uncomfortable emotionally because you're going to be what? Imposing yourself. And that's the basis of the Ramah. The Poshup Shah and the Ramah is Mitzdayer, star, not Tircha. That's Abaye. That's Abaye. Okay. This brings us to the following. Okay? This brings us to the following. Again, I wanted to stress on the first night, the Ashkenazim, there's no Tircha Mitzdayer, but you won't say the Bracha L'Shem Sukkah if it's cold or freezing or raining. Okay? The Vilna Gaon has a line which is very unclear, which you have to want to tell us. The Rav is very fond of this line in the Vilna Gaon, that he says, if rain is falling on the sukkah, ain't shame sukkah. Yardu will love kishomim, ain't shame sukkah. It's very bizarre. Why should it not be called a sukkah? Okay, it's raining. Why is it not called a sukkah? But that's what the Gaon has, a line like that. And then the true of the Onigantiv, but the bottom line is that's what we do. The Ashkenazim will go in there, they will say quickly, Kiddush, Lechem, eat the Lechem, at least the Gazayas that finish up. Oh, you know, I should mention that. You really should be machmer to eat a kebeya. Not enough to eat a kezayis. 2 days, you should try to eat a kebeya. Okay? You should try to eat a kebeya. Okay. Let's continue now. Let's continue to define precisely what is mitar. Right? Rav Amital Shlita, you know, he's a Rebbe in Shalbim, one of my rebbeim. It's great going. He said, I remember he giving us a shiur once, if you live on the 10th floor of an apartment and you want to learn, but it's a schlep to carry down all your svarim, so that would also be a tour of mitzvah. You can learn in your apartment, you don't have to learn necessarily in the sukkah. But if you can, and you, best thing is, as I said, the tile of the sukkah. Okay. We don't keep dirty dishes in the sukkah. It's not the covenant. You're not allowed to go to the water. And then the bathroom, obviously, in the sukkah. But otherwise, everything else is to you. It's to you. Not allowed to do the remorse in the sukkah. Repulsive thing, remorse. But hanging out with the chaverim is good, remorse. Okay. I remember as a kid, what you shouldn't do is, you know, practice throwing the ball against the wall of the sukkah. I used to do that as a kid. I didn't know the halacha. Okay, there's an isser hanah. You're not allowed to drive benefit from the schach. It's the favor shigamar. Question is there an isra or not in the funnels? So machlek is the Rambam and the Rosh. Whether there's an isra or not in the funnels. So we assume Pashup Shah, you should be machmer. So you shouldn't lean on the funnels and bang a ball against it, Lomaisa. Because there's a kedusha. It's chal shem shamayim on the sukkah. Now the major part of the sukkah is the schach, of course, right? But Lomaisa, the Tfonos also might have an Isra Hanah. Machlik's Rambam Rosh. There's Rav Chaim and the Rambam that's Masber. What's the fundamental element of the Sukkah? Is it only the Schach? Or is it also what the walls as well? And if it's also the walls, it'll be an Isra Hanah on the walls as well. Yes, Jesse, go ahead.
Well, now I'm saying, like, you have your family just hanging out in the Sukkah and you want to learn. So, like, you have to...
I mean, they're disturbing you.
Yeah,
here it works the opposite, Yossi says. Here you want to learn in the sukkah and the family shmooze. So you can't learn. You got to go to the house. Yeah, so you don't want to be rude.
They consider mitzvah even according to...
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. You can't learn. I mean, it's not only that. You want to look at the Torah too, right? You can't learn. You don't want to be rude and say, can you guys go in there, you know? That would be rude. But that would be a good example. Very good. Yes, Jesse, go ahead. That's why I think it's your call. I mean, there's a difference between being less comfortable and being mitzdayer. And sukkahs, if you're going to be less, so go to the sukkah. Go to the sukkah. And there's no doubt it's more comfortable than Spanish, no matter what, how fancy our sukkahs are. Probably, right? The bottom line is that even if it's less comfortable, you should go to sukkah and learn. Okay? It's better to go to sukkah and learn. That's the fastest. Okay? All right. Let's continue now. God forbid if someone's a chayla, of course he's parted from the sukkah. But the Gemara has a chiddush on daf vav amud aleph that not only is the sick person potter, but the attendant of the sick person is potter as well. The neshamshav, that's the lashon of the Gemara. The nurse, the caretaker. Chola u'meshamshav are patur min asukkah. Okay. Why are the neshamshav potter min asukkah? Fascinating question, no? Chayil is potter because of mitzvah. But why are the attendants potter? The Ritva and the Neri claim because of mitzvah as well. Why? Someone finish it off for me. Why would that be mitzvah? The Shvus Yaakov and Chayil Gimel Tzimim Mem Zayin says what? What do you think he says? If the nurse or the attendant's out in the sukkah and the chayil is in the house, do you think that the attendant, assuming they're a good person, whatever you hope, if you're in that field of a nurse or attendant, you should, in any field, you should be a good person, right? But certainly, right, there are certain fields that if you're not a good person, right, it's not a, you're really hurting other people, right? You should always be a good person. If a guy's an accountant and he's not a good guy, okay, maybe he is hurting other people. But the mice, you know, you understand what I'm saying. But to be a nurse or an attendant or caretaker and you're a bad person, I mean, you really got the wrong field, right? Well, personally, you should change yourself, right? Okay, become a good person. But nonetheless, this person who's a good person, how comfortable can they be eating in the sukkah, worrying about the chaylid that's in the house? That's what's dire. Yeah. The Shushakovich, the Masba, the Ritva Miri, that's why the attendant of the chaylid is potter, because that's what's dire. They can't eat in a comfortable fashion. They're always going to be thinking about the chaylid. Therefore, not only is the sick person potter, but the attendant of the sick person is potter as well. Oh. However, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Resh Mem Sifkat Zayin, guess what he says? B'shem the Lavush. Guess why the Meshamshav the Chayil is Potter. give me another svara, because oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. This is not a halacha localized to sukkah. This is a din in kol Torah kula. He's doing a chesed, and you are potem. So that's the first nafkanina that we're giving. Actually, it's the second nafkanina. The first one was that Ramah about the candles going out. The second nafkanina is what is the tour of the notion of the attendant and of the sick person. Okay? Third nafkanina. Okay? Let me ask you, what's the nafkanina between the Mishnah Berura against the Shavuos Yaakov? First night of Sukkot, if you don't like the Ramah. If the Ptura of the attendant is what? A manifestation of Mitzvah, then there's no Ptura in the first night, right? If you say it's a Ptura of Oshkin and Mitzvah, Oshkin and Mitzvah, that applies even on the first night, right? That's a very good, clear nafkamin. Okay? The attendant of a sick person on the first night of Sukkot. What's the din? If you hold like the Ramah, there's no Ptura of Mitzvah. If you hold it's a Ptura of Mitzvah, you must leave. You hold it's Oshkin and Mitzvah, Pokim and Mitzvah, Pokim. Oh, second after me. There's a Gemara in Chagigin, and not Bavam and Aleph. We're all familiar with the Allah of Alila Regla. This is all Shiloh, there's a din of Alila Regla. It's Manazer. Those possibly say no, but there's a Maritz Chais in the door of Dafkov Beis that says there's a Chiv Alila Regla, even if it's Manazer, even when there's no basic interest. There's some people that make sure they go there to Sol three times a year. Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. Alila Regla. Very nice mimic. So Zalman writes, if a person does that, he should observe one day in Eretz Yisrael. But he has to go all three Yom Tov. I think that was what Shlomo Zalman said, La'alof. Okay. Whatever the case might be, Chana, the Tzadekis, she had her beloved son, Shmuel Anavi, that we read about, which Haftorah? Which Haftorah? First day or second day? What'd you say? First day, very good. First day, second day was from Yirmiyahu, right? Yes. Okay. I also get confused too. But Lamaisa, she had a beloved son Shmuel, who became Shmuel Navi, who was the second greatest Navi ever. How do we know he's the second greatest Navi? Well, Shemini is the greatest Navi ever was ever. Well, it's one of the Yigimli Kara of Judaism, the Rabbi writes. I didn't know he was the second. We say that pasuk in Kabbalah Shabbos, Shmuel b'korei Shmo. Shmuel's almost on that madriga, such a tzaddik as well. Okay. What happens there? Chana was not Ola L'regel. L'smoch b'regel. Why? The Gemara has the following lashon. I want you to get this. Mafkenusi yiseiros sechazi b'b'shmuel. She was very afraid. Shmuel was delicate as a young boy, a baby. She was afraid that he might get sick if they went on the derech to Yishalayim. Therefore, she didn't go. Rabbi Nechanano writes there, why was Chana putter? Bless you. Guess what he says? Because she was the attendant. Cholu m'shamshin p'turim mina re'ia. Re'ia means avil regel. Or appearing in front of the Beis HaMikdash. She was the attendant, she was like the nurse of her son Shmuel. Therefore she's punter. Take a look at this. Please take a look at Chagigah Bava Manav. The Magiyah, at the bottom of the page, there's an asterisk there. You know what the Magiyah says? What on earth is the Rabbeinu Chananel saying? We only find this tour of what? Mitzdair by what? By Sukkah. Why should this exempt you from the mitzvah of Re'ir? Therefore, it must be that what? The Makiyah must have been Masbir. Then why do you think she was Pater? What do you think? Excellent. Osik ben mitzvah, Pater ben mitzvah. Therefore, that exempts you even from an Iyan. It's not a localized Ptur for Sukkah. So this is a third nafkamina, how to learn up the Ptur of Chana, why she wasn't Olam L'regel. This is Rav Shulti quotes. You take a look at Chagigah Daf Vav. It's amazing. The Magiyah on the bottom of the page. So a collector's item. Someone asks you the key is question. I want you to quote me a Gemara from the Seches Chagigah that pertains to Hilchos Sukkah. It's there. No problem. Chagigah Daf Vav and Aleph. Machlokes Rabbeinu Chananel and the Magiyah. Oh. Okay. You never know. Someone might ask you over Sukkahs. He says in the Gemara, Lomatsinu ze rak abisuku dafkofe. He says maybe that's what Chana thought. This is what Chana thought, Lomais. But he must have been bothered by, because he must have also mitzvah put him in a mitzvah. Very good. Okay. Fourth nafkamina. Actually, it's the fifth one. I already mentioned the fourth about the attendance on the first night of Sukkot. Fifth nafkamina, very fascinating. Okay? I want to just stress also, please try to chazer as much as you can over really Sukkot. Okay? Please do. We got up to what? Gimel of an hour from the bottom. We're going to pick it up from there right after Sukkot's finish. I want you to real chazer real good. From Bezim and off to the bottom of Gimel, really chlor. Okay? Chazer so we'll know real good. Okay. Noch nafkemin. Noch means another. Let's get it. This nurse or attendant is only potter when? Only when they're working? Or even on the lunch break? I mean, it's really hard. It's hard to imagine a case she's going to be eating by while she's working. You never know. Let's say, she's got a break. Is the patur only when she's working or not? The Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tov Reish Mem Siv Gimel. Choylin Mesham Shem Peturim in Asukav Yesh Misha Oimer. Shem Mesham Shem Peturim El Deshas Shach Choylin Tzarech Lehem. The other day is only if the Choyla needs them at that time. The Meiri and Chofei Meis says Meshim Lechachmei Lunil. You only part when the Chayla needs you. And the Meiri says, I'm the Chachmin Munil, I want you to get this. They ain't leaving me Siyashiv Bo. Shemesham Shem Hafkosh Ene Yodim Tashmishin Zman. If you hold a title, if you hold a job of being a nurse and attendant, by definition, there is no Zman. In a sense, you're always on duty. It seems. What's the Machlekes all about? Whether the tour is only when you're working or all the time. What do you think it depends upon? Exactly, this child. If it's Osik b'mitzvah, Potim in a mitzvah, that's the first day, that's the second day in the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Chachman Lunil that the Miri quotes. That's Osik b'mitzvah, Potim mitzvah, when you're actually working. But if you hold Zeptur b'mitzvah, you have the title. Your job is an attendant to the nurse. Even on your lunch break, if you're eating in the Sukkah, you might have in mind the Chayla, and therefore it'll be a complete what? It'll be a complete Ptur. Oh, that's a fifth document. First one was the candle. Second one was what? Was the what? The reason why the Mishamish is putter. Third one is when the Mishamish be putter on the first night. Fourth one is the notion of Chana. The fifth one is what? The notion of only when you're working. Oh, yeah, Yossi, real quick, go ahead. He's for sure part of himself.
The attendant. Someone's attending a Chol Shiyesh Bo Sakana.
Right.
So you could be makel even during like a lunch break.
That would make sense because of the reasoning of mitzdayer, right?
Which side would that go with?
You're saying that Mishnah Brewer though quoted with that would be going working with the Shlus Yaakov. Okay? That would be going with the Shlus Yaakov, because you're not being Osik all the time, right? So that's what you have to say. Very good. Mr. Brewer says that? Very good. Okay, good. Excellent. Next afternoon. What happens if this nurse and attendant is let's assume the whole time we've been talking about a non-paid nurse or attendant. It could be a relative. Let's say you've been taking care of one of your grandparents or a parent or a sibling or a child or a chonel islam. Well, it's not all the cases. Non-paid, we've been talking about. What happens if you're paid? The Mogen of Roman who is tefillin simen lam nechesiv kot neches is medayin from Rashi that if you do a mitzvah to make a profit, there is no p'tur of osek b'mitzvah. Isn't that interesting? If you're getting paid for it, there is no p'tur of osek b'mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. So therefore, according to Lavush, the attendant is pocketing as osek mitzvah in a mitzvah. Well, that's only if you're not being paid. If you're being paid, then you have no exemption. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Simen lamed chesed of tefillin sukkah nafs. B'dayik from Rashi, in sukkah chavavim and aleph. But if you hold like the Ritva and the Miri, the reason why the Neshamish is potter is because why? Of Nitzdayer. I mean, so what if you're being paid? You still feel uncomfortable eating the sukkah when the chol is in the house? Only if you hold most of it's a potter mitzvah, payment will make an afgamin. But if you hold that what? That it's an issue of... If you hold that it's an issue of osu mitzvah, put him in a mitzvah, then payment makes a difference. If you hold it's mitzvah, and you're a good guy, you're still going to be mitzvah. Oh. Now, if you look in the Rambam, yeah, go ahead, Art.
Can you say it's also mitzvah because of hefsed?
What do you mean? You mean you might get fired, you mean? Yeah, that's a good point, too. Good point. Meaning you might get fired. If the guy gets sick while you're in the sukkah, you might get fired, so that's considered to be very good. That's a very good shot as well. So according to Rava, I mean, according to Rava's definition, you'd be potter. That's correct. Yeah, that would be mitzdayer. Mitzdayer because of hefsed, Rava's approach. Not a bai. Bai is tirur. Okay, good. Very good. What'd you say? You'd be potter the whole time? Well, if you're working with the guy and the guy needs to what? If you're working with the guy and you might get in trouble by the family because you were in the sukkah, yeah. Then you'd be part of the whole time. That's correct. Similar to what Yasser was saying. That was my whole sheyesh b'sukkah. We're saying even my whole sheyesh b'sukkah. Okay? Alright. Now, if you look in the Rambam, please get this. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Vav Halacha Beis. Guess what he writes? Cholam u'misham shemin apturim in a sukkah. A sick person and the attendants of the sick person are potter from a sukkah. Perek Vav Halacha Beis. Two halachas later, guess what he says? Osik the mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah. Osik the mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah. You follow me? That's flipped, Rav Schulte says. It's flipped. Why do I say it's flipped? What does the Mishnah say? First it says what? Shluchei mitzvah are p'turim in a sukkah. And then he says chol and neshamshin are p'turim in a sukkah. Why does the Rambam flip the order of the Mishnah? Again, the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis, Perek Vav Halacha Beis, Osik b'mitzvah p'turim in a mitzvah. In Halacha Daled he writes that if you're an attendant of a sick person, you're p'turim. So first he writes Osik b'mitzvah p'turim in a mitzvah. And then he writes one sec, the attendant of the sick person. The Mishnah has the flipped order. First it says also in a minute, for the minutes, and then it says what? And then it says, Kol Mishamsha. What do you see from that, says Rav Schulte? What do you see from that flip of the Rambam? What's the Kiddush of the flip of the Rambam? What would you say? Why are Kol and the Mishamsha Potter according to the Rambam? Why are the Mishamsha Potter? What? No. Because of Mitzdayer. Because first he writes Chol and Mishamshin, and Halacha Beis, then Halacha Daled he writes what? He writes Osik. He wants to show that it's not a manifestation of Osik. You follow me? That's very good. And therefore it comes out that it's a Ptur of what? Mitzdayer. So he proves, says Rav Schulte, that it's a Din of Mitzdayer according to the Rambam. Not because of Osik and Mitzvah. So that's the Chiddush you want to bring out from the Shittas Rambam. You follow me, Yaakov? He put it... In other words, in the Mishnah it said, Osu mitzvah potim in a mitzvah, number one. Then it says the attendant of a sick person is potim. From the seemingly partial child of Mishnah, you would seem that the attendant of a sick person is the manifestation of Osu mitzvah potim in a mitzvah. Because it said right afterwards. The Rambam flips the order. Maybe the reason why the Rambam flips the order is because he wants to tell us that the attendant of the sick person is not potim based on what? Osu mitzvah potim in a mitzvah. What is he potim on? He's potter because of mitzdayer. That's why he's potter. You hear what I'm saying? That's what we're suggesting. That's what Shulti wants to be mechadish. So this is the definition of mitzdayer. Now, where do you think the whole marker is of also mitzvah potter and mitzvah chas? That mishnah and sukkah. Why do you think the whole marker of also mitzvah potter is used sukkah as the example? If you're on the way to do a mitzvah, shluchi a mitzvah, p'turim in a sukkah, why do you think that Mishnah was used to use the Mishnah of Sukkah as an example? What do you think? Could have had numerous examples of those things. In all of Shas, this Mishnah tells you, Shluchim Mitzvah is part of the Sukkah. Why that? What do you say? Because the Pnei Yeshua says, if you eat outside the sukkah, you did an isra. So the stakes are even higher. Not only do you mevatel a mitzvah, by doing another mitzvah, you mevatel a sukkah, but you also would be eating outside. So we want to point out that also the mitzvah, pachad and mitzvah, not only does it what? That is, it exempts you from the mitzvah, but it also exempts you from what? The isra that flows from the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. Follow what I'm saying? That's why he chose that as the model and the example, the paradigm of osur mitzvah, patur mitzvah. Follow me? That once you're patur the mitzvah, then there's no mitzvah anymore of eating outside the sukkah. I'm not the way to do a mitzvah. What are the examples Rashi gives on the Mishnah? Oh, let's get this. Shluchim mitzvah, holchei b'derech mitzvah, kigon lilmol Torah, l'hakma p'nei rabo, l'lifto shvuyim. What are the three examples? Learning Torah. Two is what? Visiting your Rebbe. And three is what? Redeeming captives. Now, what's the chiddush of Chayavon L'Hakol Pnei Rabo B'Regel? That's a question whether that's a mitzvah d'oraisa or not. That's mentioned in Novi. Remember we said Divrei Kabbalah? It's a question whether it's Divrei Kabbalah, Kidivrei Torah, Dami, or Divrei Rabbanan. Machlokes is Balamor, Rebbe Barzaloni. That's a very important question. If you're osik in a mitzvah midrabbanan, are you pater from a mitzvah d'oraisa? If you assume Chayav Adam L'Hakol Pnei Rabo B'Regel is the Rabbanan, Rashi is saying that. If you're also getting a mitzvah mid Rabbanan, it pattern you from a mitzvah mid Yeraisa. You follow me? But what's even more problematic? The example of what? Lil Mo Tayra. Rashi is a Pella. Why is this Rashi a Pella? I can't hear you. What? Okay, well, let's say he's going to Yeshiva Lemaisa.
You're on your way.
But more importantly, what does the Gemara say in Moy Kotten Daf Tessim and Aleph? Excellent, John. The Gemara Moy Kotten and Yeshiva, I'll put, what does it say in Moy Kotten Tessim and Aleph? There is no din of Osik Mitzvah, Patim and Mitzvah. When I'm learning Torah, is a good desire, right? Learning, right? Everyone knows the song, right? If you're learning Torah, and I see an elderly lady with groceries crossing the street, and there's no one there to help her, what's the din? Do I say, oh, Osik Mitzvah, Patim and Mitzvah, and say, no, I don't have to help her? Of course not. I must stop learning. Ferish Gemara. Help her out, and the Rambam adds on, I have to go back to my learning. What's the Hesber? The Miri says, because Talmud is maybe Lidei Maisa, right? That's if there's no one else to help. Someone else to help her, they can help her, and I can continue to learn. So John's asking a great kasha. This Rashi's mamash against the Gemara Moy Kotten. How can Rashi give an example here on the sukkah in Chafei Manav? You're going to learn Torah. You're plucked from the sukkah. There is no din of also it's a part of it when you're learning. It's a bomb kasha, no? It's mamash a bomb. It's not an atomic. It's not a hydrogen. It's a nuclear bomb, this kasha. This kasha is mamash a pelt. Mamash. So, Yossi mentioned something. This is what I heard in the name of Lichtenstein. And the truth is, you look in the Old Tzim before Shia Talmud at Sukkah, it says it in the name of the Ayin Rowan. The Molea Rowan, rather. The Molea Rowan. This fellow's not learning yet. He's holish. There is a notion of him holish with Var Mitzvah. It's a Mishnah Novos. If you're holish with Var Mitzvah, and you don't end up doing the mitzvah, what did the Mishnah say? Schar halicha b'yono. There's a notion of a mitzvah of, per se, going to a mitzvah. Going to a mitzvah itself is a mitzvah. So that's what Rashi's being mechadish to me. That I think holich to a mitzvah, even to learn, but it's not zak that's being called Talmud Torah zak. Memela, we invoke the concept of osik to a mitzvah upon the mitzvah. John. I'm tired. We said osik mitzvah upon the mitzvah. You follow what I'm saying? That's the chiddush of Rashi. You're being hoylech. If you're a hoylech, you say the din of osik mitzvah upon the mitzvah. Elvi, you got me? That's the chiddush I heard in the name of Lichtin Rago, Lichtin Shlita. And if you look in the Otzim Forsha Tami, it says the same answer in the name of the Male Arola. There's a notion of hoylech. I'm a hoylech with the mitzvah. What do you do? What is your job? Lawyer, doctor, accountant, chinuch, rebbe, rabbi, Mitzvah, I'm a heilig. It's a good thing. That's a good Mitzvah shmutz. We're called Nidra, no? I'm a heilig. This is my job. I'm a heilig with the Har Mitzvah. David, you follow me? I'm a heilig. I'm always going to be a heilig with Har Mitzvah. That maybe should be our job in this coming year. We should be a heilig with Har Mitzvah. Oh, very good. Seth, go ahead.
After all three cases, we're not here. That's the Talmud
Torah. That's the answer for Talmud Torah. Well, Chayav and Lachmer is a Kiddush because it's a Drabona. Even if you're also getting a Drabona in Patsin, it's an opinion. Shmuel, Mr. Rice. You're right. Once you say that, it could be all three, but you got to ask why would you say all three? You're right. Once you say that, it would be for all three. Just giving an example. But that's the Kiddush we want to suggest.
Why Rashi is specifically those three?
Those three. I don't know. I'll tell you why. Because the Kiddush of Holich, you might have said, it's like Talmud Torah. The Kiddush of Holich, Akol Rav, even Holich for a Drabona. Pinin Shvuyim, that I don't know. To think about more why he chose Pinin Shvuyim. It's Pinin Shvuyim, of course, a Mitzvah not Torah. Maybe you would have thought it's Ben Adam Lo Chavero. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? That a Ben Adam Lo Chavero mitzvah potters you from even a Ben Adam Lo Makom. Maybe I would have said Ben Adam Lo Makom. To potter you need another Ben Adam Lo Makom. You hear what I'm saying? If I'm doing a Ben Adam Lo Chavero, that's not enough. That's a Chiddush. Maybe that's a Chiddush you want to say in Rashi. You know what I'm saying? Ben Shmuel Ben Adam Lo Chavero. You know what I'm saying? You might have had a half of that Ben Adam Lo Chavero one. It's not enough to potter Ben Adam Lo Makom. Much more than it is. Maybe that's why. Okay. Oh. Now, a stolen lulav, let's get this following with the stolen lulav, okay? Stolen lulav is possible on the first day. It's not yours. What about on the second day? Machlaikis, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara, Machlaikis, Rav, Raivin, Machlaikis, Rav, Chavar, Mohar, Paschal. What's the Machlaikis based on? The requirement to shake the lulav the rest of the day. So is it patterned after the first day? Therefore, there's an element of what? What is lulav then for the first day? Read sui. So lulav on the rest of the days is also read sui. Or no! Do we say that a lulav on the rest of the days is a zeichel of Mikdash, commemorates a base of Mikdash, and therefore a stolen one would be kosher? Oh. The Machaber writes a stolen one and the second day is kosher. You turn around and he says, if you have a stolen aravah, and Hoshana Rabbah, he says it's possible. What's the answer? Because the Arava on Hoshana Rabbah is an element of Ritsui. Therefore you say Mitzvah Bavadeir. Like that Ritva B'Shem the Taisus. Okay? Like that Ritva B'Shem the Taisus. Because Hoshana Rabbah, the Arava is an element of Ritsui. Remember we said in Kiyotzebo, there are three mitzvahs that did a Ritsui. Korbonos, Shofar, Lulav, and Kiyotzebo. What's the Kiyotzebo? Maybe we said Davening and also Lulav the rest of the days. There might be an element of Ritsui. That's why the Machaber writes, it'll be possible. Okay? Remember, Rebuta said it was kosher because Betoksu Yotzeb is Shoal, Yotzeb with a bar, one in the second day, Yotzeb with Gozel. What does Shoal have to do with anything? Because it's a what? An indicator that it's not like the first day. It's not an element of Ritsui. Therefore, it's kosher with the stolen one. Okay? And therefore, it's not a global machlokes whether Mitzvah Bava Aver applies to Mitzvah Midr Rabbanan, like Taisa said on the bottom. It's localized to Lulu. Is Lulav patterned after the first day or is it a new din? Okay. That's why the Lashon Nigmar is Betoshi Yotzim Shol Yotzim Nami Begozel. What is the story about the sukkah? The kosher sukkah is two walls and a tefach. Ideally, the sukkah should be made of the same material that Schach is kosher with. Ideally. That is why the most ideal sukkah is a wooden sukkah. Because what is kosher schach? Please get it. Three requirements. Number one, cannot be mekabel tumah. Number two, it must be talush, detached from the ground. And number three, what is number three? Number three, it must be gedulei karka, grown from the ground. Okay? You got it? Number one, what is number one? Can't be kabel tumah. Number two, talush. Number three, gedulei karka. Oh. Therefore, the best sukkah of the wall should be wood. If you can't make it a wood, you're going to make it a canvas, fine. Fiberglass, fine. Kosher. Any material is fine. But it must be stark. Because if it wavers in a Ruach Metzuyah, it is possible. So if you have canvas, you gotta tie it down stark. Even when, let's say you got lucky, there was no wind all sukkah, so what? It's a theoretical thing. If it waves back and forth with Ruach Metzuyah, a regular wind, possible. You gotta tie it down stark, mamish. What happens if your wall doesn't fit the reach the schach? No problem. We say good asik, halacha mosh mesinei, it stretches up. What happens if there's a little bit of space between your schach? Love it. Love it is kesosim doni. It like, it's no problem. As long as there's not less than 3 tefachim space, it's fine. But you should make sure you put the schach on properly. Because you need more shadow than what? Than sunlight. What happens if the floor of the sukkah, you know, the sun rays expand, the Gemara says. What happens on the floor of the sukkah, there's more sunlight than shadow? No problem, it's still kosher, as long as at the roof, there's more shadow than sunlight. You don't look at the floor. There's an Aruch HaShulchan that says, you look at the floor, but Rosh Hashanah thought it was a pella, and he said that Rosh Hashanah said like him, also that we just look at the ceiling of the sukkah. Now, what is the principle of Mamid called? Very important. What is Mamid? And if you have any shadows, of course you guys know you can call me. Okay, if any shadows come up. And if I can answer this, I'll try to answer. What is Mamid? Mamid is Mikar Adin Kusher. Mamid is when you support your schach on a material that is possible schach. Metal is possible. Why is metal possible? Because it's not geduli kark, it's kark itself. It's also makabal tumah. You know, metal's from the ground, but it's not geduli kark. It is kark itself. So therefore, it's makabal tumah too. So can you support schach on material that's not kosher the sukkah? The schach, like metal. Mikaritin, yes, but there is a chumra that we do not do mabit. Mr. Bruce says you set up a scenario of mabit to mabit. Let's say you have fiberglass. You have metal walls. You can't just put the schach on top. A mikra din is kosher, but there's a chumra mamid. What do? You lace the perimeter of the sukkah with slats, wooden slats. You can use bamboo, you can use wooden slats. It doesn't have to be, when I was a kid, I thought it had to be evergreen. It doesn't have to be evergreen. Wood is geduli karka, right? But you lace the perimeter of the top on with wood and put the schach over that. That's called mamid de mamid. Because the metal is on the lower level. Chazanish claims that's wrong. He says you accomplish nothing. Because the bottom line is the metal square, right? The metal walls are supporting everything. Mr. Chazanish argues and the Mishnah says there's no concept of mamid de mamid. If you want to take upon the chumrah, then you have to take upon the chumrah. Mikra din is kosher. You want to take upon the chumrah, you're accomplishing nothing then going to the mamid de mamid. Mishnah Bruce says you are. It's machlech Mishnah Bruce Chazanish. Okay? Now, it can't be dalet tefachim. You can't use 2 planks. Then it looks like Mexican tikra. It looks like a roof. Then it looks like too much like a adiris kavua. Right? Any sukkah l'mavim, yes, your mamas tzula. What's an ama? Foot and a half, 30 feet. If your sukkah is higher than 30 feet, it's possible. If your sukkah is higher than 30 feet, that means you have a stark of sukkah, right? But it's too stark. It's adiris kavua, it's tzula. So, but the mice, you cannot use planks. Okay, you can't use planks. Because the planks, if they're dalet tefachim more, looks like mechzor tikra, looks like a roof. So ideally, Tosis writes in the beginning of the Tanya's Bapesh, you want to be able to have rain get in. Because what does the first Mishnah say in Tinus? We don't say Masha Meruach on Sukkos because we don't want it to rain on us. Right? So you see, Tosis writes that the rain has to at least get in. Okay, so the rain should try the rain to get in, but we should have very good stock that it covers it very, very well. Okay? But I cannot stress enough, you're not using a wood one. It's gotta be stark. You know what some people do? They make ropes around the whole sukkah that are loving to each other. So it's like a rope sukkah. You understand what I'm saying? They might just write, they might just make the sukkah an amazing thing. Like, but where was the hub? The mamish make the sukkah like that didn't come out too good. But you know how they make great ropes around the whole sukkah.
Rubbish.
One on top of another that's loving to each other to become a sukkah. So that's a very interesting thing, but we have to be very cognizant of it to make sure that we fulfill the halacha properly. On the other hand, the walls must be within love to the ground. If they're too high off the ground, then you got a problem. So they have to be loved into the ground in order that there's a tziruf to the walls. You can have two walls and a tefach, no problem. But it has to be at least two walls and a tefach, and it has to be touching the ground within three tefach in the ground. What is a tefach? 3.5 inches. So 3 times 3.5 is what? 10 inches. Okay? Correct? Last time I checked, 10.5 inches. So you have to make sure that that loaf is fulfilled properly. Okay, I just want to close with that we should make sure, Kol Nidre, that we get there earlier to say Tefillah Zaka, written by the Chayotim, if you can, to say the Vidui of Nisim Gol, and to really prepare ourselves for Yom Kippur. If you need to take out a piece of paper to verbalize, you can even add on Averis that are mentioned in the Al-Khait. You can even add on Averis, you say them quietly, and you really, when you focus in Musaf, we didn't even have time, there's the Seder of the Avoda. Take a look at it if you get a chance. And the Seder of Avoda is very important. Make sure you go through it and you say it good. The Kohen Gadol goes through all that. It's a notion of the Avoda, very important time. And Amitz Koach, right? That's what the Nusuf Ashkan is, Amitz Koach. This is part of the different Nusuf. But we should make sure we say the Seder of Avoda properly. And don't think some of the Al-Khaits don't relate to you. Like one of the Al-Khaits about killing someone. Last time you checked, you never killed anyone. Well, maybe God forbid you embarrass someone in public, which the Gemara says is a din of Ritzicha. So all these halachas, they are. They relate to everyone, and they relate to Klal Yisrael as a whole. So I want to wish everyone a happy up year, a great Yom Kippur and Sukkis, which means our tzitzit will start. Make sure you chazer. Please chazer. So be ready to get going when we come back on Gimel Olam. Okay, we have a question.